This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You need surgery.
Bisexuality.
Bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexual.
Triple bypass.
Bisexual.
Bisexual.
Bisexuality.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass acknowledges that we broadcast from the lands of the Kulin Nation and the Wurundjeri people. These lands were never ceded, and we pay our respects to the elders past, present, and future. We also pay our respects to the brother boys and sister girls, the Indigenous LGBTIQA+ community.
Surprise, but now I see that that's just me. It's not like I even tried. So if you ask me how I'm doing, here is my reply. I'm getting by. I'm getting by. Oh yeah, I'm letting my bi flag fly. Not gonna hide it, not gonna lie. I'm a bi kind of guy. There's no reason to be shy. Till the day I die. Now some may say, oh, you're just gay. Why don't you just go gay all the way? But that's not it, cause bi's legit. Whether you're a he or a she, we might be a perfect fit. And one more thing, I tell you what, being bi does not imply that you're a player or a slut. Sure, I like sex.
Please make him stop.
Slow until I feel at ease. So if you ask me how I'm doing, I'm feeling peppy, sprightly, spry. I'm getting by. I'm getting by. And it's something I'd like to demystify. It's not a phase. I'm not confused. Not indecisive. I don't have the gotta choose blues. I don't care if you wear high heels or a tie. You might just catch my eye because I'm definitely bi. Big man! I'm getting by. 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 It doesn't take an intellectual to get that I'm bisexual.
Oh, classic.
Love it.
You have tuned in to Triple Bypass. Thanks, Ben, for the word-for-word special. You can grab that podcast on joy.org.au. But now it is time for the bees to take over the station.
Yes. We're in the beehive tonight.
We're in the beehive. My name's Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
Anthony's back, and I'm very excited, and you should be excited too, because it is time for Triple Bypass, and we've got a pretty exciting show coming up. In a short time, we have Meghan Marks, the bi bachelor, not a descendant from Marks Leonard that I'm aware of, which would also be very cool.
Right.
I love a bit of bisocialism.
Right. And Meghan, how's that for representing bisexuals on the...
I know. And I think it's interesting because, you know, people have always joked, like, you know, what if there were bis in The Bachelor because you just hook up with all the other contestants, and then she went and did it.
Well, we're going to hear from her later on in the show, so stay tuned for that.
But before then, we'd like to talk about, so we're coming up to NAIDOC Week, which is a celebration that's held around the country each July, which celebrates the history, culture and achievements of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. So it's the National Aboriginal and Islanders Day Observance Committee is where NAIDOC comes from. And this week is about, the week is not just about celebrating Indigenous communities, but also the increasing number of government agencies, community organisations, local councils, workplaces, schools and sporting groups. So the work that the Indigenous community is doing to build resilience, to support each other. And this week the theme is Because of Her We Can, which is to celebrate the women who have been a part of the movements. And that starts from Sunday the 8th of July until Sunday the 15th of July. And there's a lot of events happening, which you can all find out about at www.naidoc.org.au. So Des, check it out.
Yeah, and it's such a great time at the moment where we're really acknowledging women's positions, their contributions, their experiences. And NAIDOC Week this year, I think, is going to be really exciting. Tune in to Urban Dreaming next Tuesday night here at Joy, 8 p.m. Tune in to what they're going to talk about, because they're always bringing something special to the show.
Absolutely. And, you know, Because of Her We Can is something that you might, I think, is such an important message as well, because so often in marginalised spaces, the women in those spaces are also extra marginalised, so despite doing a lot of the work. So I think it's really great that this is what's going forward. And I think we should all go and get involved, because there's a whole lot of stuff happening in Northside as well, which I do love. Well, Northside for life.
Well, there's a North Side, South Side thing kind of rivalry going on here when it comes to the queer community, or you know,
well, look,
the queerest of them all.
Look, we have Smith Street. Like, it's everything. Anyway, we're not going to get into that. What do you think? Are you a North Sider or a South Sider queer? Are you West Side? Are you Footscray? You can let us know on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You can also find us on the Facebooks at Triple Bypass on Joy, on Instagram, which I'm learning how to use, at Triple Bypass Joy, and on Twitter at Triple Bypass, all of those with an I, not a Y. We don't do surgery.
And I reckon I'm a pretty true, I mean, I'm fairly true bisexual, because I lived on both sides, the north and the
you
south.
You couldn't decide? Was that the problem? You just couldn't make up your mind?
Well, two sides is not enough. I'm into all sides, so I might be going heading west next.
As it should be, Anthony, as it should be. But so, and as far as bi news, though, speaking of some other stuff, so Tessa Thompson, who played Valkyrie in Thor Ragnarok, which was a character people were talking about that was originally written to be bisexual, and then the scenes that made that explicit ended up on the cutting room floor. Now, she was more recently featured in Janelle Monáe's video musical masterpiece Dirty Computer as her muse, and she has actually just come out as bisexual and confirmed that her and Janelle Monáe are in love.
Yay.
And it makes me so happy.
Nice.
Because, you know, as much as she says that they're private people and it wasn't something they really wanted to be public up for discussion, which is something we can talk to Megan about as well, she did say that there was the fact that she had the freedom and support to have the people, to love the people she loved, but she felt that she had a responsibility to say in a public space that this is my person and this is okay. And, yeah, look, I had to make a big choice to not play Make Me Feel with Janelle Monáe, because they do get it on in that video clip. But it is really lovely that people are, because it is important to have the representation and people use those words and to talk about multigender attraction in such a public way.
And I think, I mean, being bisexual at the moment is a really interesting time, especially in the queer community, because I think there is this expectation that some of us feel, or the people that we hang out with anyway, to be very public about that, to create that noise, to represent, yeah, to create some visibility.
Well, I think, and as well, it you do have to make noise to be visible, because, you know, sexuality is in essence invisible, but when people think of queer, people still do code to, particularly in the media, like they do code to, you know, being, that's a gay relationship, or, you know, that was their gay phase.
Right.
And I think that's always been a bit difficult. But speaking of, though, as far as, like, interesting time to be bisexual, so there's an organisation called Biscuit, for women who won't pick a side. And so they are a UK-based organisation that does a lot of, like, community building for bisexual women. And they did a random sample of 1,000 British women via Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn, and asked them to choose 15 statements which closely describe their sexuality. And so while similar surveys had asked people to identify themselves as gay, straight or bi, their study reflects a much more increasing understanding that sexuality falls on a bit more of a spectrum. And so they differentiate between behaviour and fantasy. Mm-hmm. So they found that 26.5% of women were fully bisexual, although some have a gender preference for one gender or another, which is totally fine, mm-hmm, and pretty normal. However, the figures rose to 38% when taking into account straight women who had occasionally had sexual contact with a same-sex partner and gay women who had sometimes had sex with men. So you're looking at 26 to 38% of women from a pretty random sample being multigender attracted.
Right.
We're rising. Our numbers are growing.
Well, we are. I think we get lost in all the gay and lesbian figures, because I've spoken to, I know there's a colleague at work who told me that she was in a relationship with a man once. So I think she was married to a man. I can't remember if she said they were married. And I remember saying to her that it's okay to say bisexual if that's the word that sort of, if you connect with.
But you need to hear it said. Like, I feel that particularly in media until recently, there's just like, they do everything but say the word. And this is kind of that joke where, like, you know, the producer's like, it's taken from the movie Twilight. They're like, you know, I know what you are, and a bi person's like, say it, you're a person who doesn't like labels. No! Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, what's the difference between a unicorn and a bisexual? You'll see a unicorn on television, not a horse that doesn't like labels.
Yeah.
But we're getting there. The people like Stephanie Beatrice with Playing Rosa Diaz and that the song we started with, Getting By, which is from a TV show with Daryl Whitefeather, who not only comes out as bisexual, he sings and does a sax solo in front of the bisexual flag. And it's all just very wholesome and good and long overdue, and it's very exciting.
We are definitely getting there, and Megan Marks is going to also let us know how much we're getting there because you know, she had cameras, you know, shoved in her face having to do
it. She did, and she actually did some really great interviews about it as well with her partner with Tiffany at the time. She's no longer with Tiffany. She's got a boyfriend now. But, of course, that's still legitimate because she's still queer because... A relationship doesn't have a sexuality. A person does. That was a great little comment I found actually from a mutual friend of ours, Josh, when he did a presentation.
We also,
just one other thing before we jump to a song, which was chosen by Meg. This was sent to us by Red Jumping Frog. And they basically said they found this fab article that was written about the troubles of talking about bisexuality in a society that does assume sexuality based on relationships. And they talked about bisexuals being like Schrodinger's cat. So... Schrodinger's cat was this kind of thought experiment where if you put a cat in a box with a veil, like a vial of poison, and you can't see into the box, the cat, because you don't know if the vial is smashed and the cat is dead, the cat is both alive and dead until you open the box, and then it's one of both states. So basically, bisexuals are like Schrodinger's queers. We hold both until we're in a relationship to prove one or the other. But the thing is, we're always holding both forever. We never come out of that poison-filled box. That doesn't end up in the right place, but you get the general gist of it.
Bisexuals get it.
I mean, they'll get it. And the pansexuals and polysexuals, you'll get it too. You're cool. You're all cool. Look, we're going to go to a song. This is Courtney Barnett's Pedestrian at Best, as picked by Megs. Stay tuned. This is Triple Bypass, and you are on Joy.
I'm not afraid to
your say. SMS 0427 Joy 949.
That's right. This is Joy 94.9. That was Courtney Barnett with Pedestrian at Best. And you're listening to Triple Bypass. We're here to put the B in LGBTIQA+, also the pans, the pollies, the queers, anyone who wants to join in. We're not picky. That's the point. Anyway.
We're all there.
My name's Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
And we are very excited to now have with us on the show all the way from the Gold Coast via the telecommunication wires. Is that how that works? This is Megan Marks. No relation to Marxism that I'm aware of. Thanks so much for joining us, Megan. I'm sure you've heard that
Hello.
So many times.
Hi, Megan. Great to have you on the show. Thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's been really
I
great.
I love Courtney Barnett, by the way.
Oh, yeah, well, you know,
I love that song.
I forgot to say, yeah, so we always ask our guests to bring some songs, and you mentioned Courtney Barnett.
Yes.
And I thought this would be a really great one, because one of the things that I really loved about reading your interviews, which I did, you know, consume when it came out, because as a bi woman, it was incredible to see that this was, because I'd always wondered with The Bachelor, I'm like, why don't the girls just date each other as well? There's so many more options. And so then it actually happened. It was like literally like seeing like one of your fantasies, like, be real and people be happy. And it was very exciting. And one of the things I loved was that you were just so real in those communications. And I feel like Courtney's very, that song's very much about being real, just saying like, I'm a human being. Like, I'm not anything else than that. And I felt that always really came through.
And I think that's the most important thing about it, isn't it? To just be real and you are who you are. And
Exactly.
And I definitely went into the Bachelor environment just definitely saying that. And I was very lucky. People didn't treat me any differently than exactly what I said I was. So very lucky.
Because, Megan, you were concerned about that, weren't you? Because you were sort of quoted saying that, you know, you were worried about, in particular, how the women might respond to you if they knew that you were bisexual. How did you manage that worry or sort of that looking after sort of them so that they weren't sort of, I don't know, put off or concerned?
Yeah, because bis are quite anxious as a general rule.
We're very anxious. We can be.
Definitely, and I think you're exactly right. Like, I was so... Like, and that's exactly it. I came in and people were like, so are you after girls or are you after guys? And I said, look, like, you know, I'm both.
All of the above.
I for certain don't want to make any straight women feel uncomfortable, that for sure. Like, I don't want to. And to be honest with you, none of the, if you could say, like, straight or who they said were straight, women, none of them made me feel uncomfortable. They were just like they were exactly the same with me as they were with other people. And I absolutely loved that.
That's brilliant. Because there is that fear, I think, that there's a kind of idea of like bi or lesbian predator almost, that we go into spaces and make, and you know, hit on straight women and like, you know, and almost like that we kind of take on the, you know, in the way often that a lot of men can be around women, there's that thought that we're going to be the same and we're going to do it like in a more like a manipulative way because they won't see it coming.
Oh, exactly. That you're going to be almost like manipulative, not aggressive, but manipulative and trying to get them onto your side or I don't know. It's a weird thing, isn't it? It's something that you don't know unless you've been in that situation.
Megan,
and I'm definitely aware of that because it's even those general friendship thing, like two straight women, they'll hug and cuddle and, you know, like that's physical affection kind of thing, whereas to me I felt like I couldn't fully be that. Even though I felt that friendship level with women, I didn't feel 100% that I could do that. But at the same time, again, like maybe that was my own insecurity because women, like all of them were so lovely with me, like honestly, like.
But it is that so extra level, isn't it? It's that extra kind of concern of, like, these are things that, you know, it's platonic affection, but if they know that there's a potential for me to feel attraction for them, will they take this as attraction? Because I find that, you know, if I show the kind of same kind of physical affection with guys I'm friends with, that it can be taken the wrong way or it's more quick to because people aren't used to that. So you just learn, you know, don't touch anybody.
You know what? Like, you're exactly right. Like, and I think that's the thing, though, because, you know, instead of just being who you are and, like, being able to relax and just showing affection like you would with friends, you have to be a lot more aware of it in some ways. But surprisingly, I think over time for me, I understood that, you know, when you just know someone likes you, you just know. Like, you know, whether that's a guy or a girl, and it doesn't matter if it's the same sex thing or, like, a heterosexual thing. Like, yeah. It doesn't matter. You just know.
It's a pretty great feeling.
And I felt like... Exactly. And I felt like whether it was a guy or a girl, you know, you knew who you could and who you couldn't based on, like, your feelings and their feelings.
I don't know.
Maybe it's, like, this innate thing where you do or you don't know. I don't know.
Well, I agree. And I think that, I don't know about you, Megan, but I know with other bisexual people, you know, or pansexuals, you know, if it's ambiguous, if that sort of dynamic between you and the other person is ambiguous, we tend to take a bit more care with that because we don't know if they think we're gay or if they think we're straight or not sure. So we tend to take a lot of care for how the other people experience us.
Well, yeah, because I think, that's right. Where you get the anxiety and the isolation and all the
Exactly.
But can I ask, when you went onto The Bachelor, so had you been open, been openly bisexual in other areas of your life? Because this was obviously when you decided to, like, leave the ceremony and say that, you know, you have a girlfriend that you met on the show, and that became, you know, an international story. In a very big way. So that was, you know, and then, of course, people were quick to say, oh, it's a gay relationship, it's a lesbian relationship. And you were very quick to say, no, it's not how it works.
It's not.
Absolutely not. But was the response from the community, from queer people and bi people, what you expected? Or had you expected there to be such a big response? Because, you know, I was surprised by my level of, like, excitement about seeing it. And I think from what I saw on Twitter and everything, there was a big outpouring of people basically being like, yeah, go, get it.
Right. Yeah, I think it was like a bit of a mixed thing for me. I was brought up in a very religious home where, being gay was not looked upon in a very good light, to be honest. Yeah. So for me, it was a bit of a process to sort of come out. And there were definitely some friends and family members that knew, but not, I would say that most of the community that I was involved in didn't know.
Yeah.
But because for me, it was like, if I can be frank, like, I'd hooked up with a few girls, but I hadn't been in a relationship in a love sense.
Like an emotional, like, ongoing connection. Yeah,
exactly. And so for me, it was like, it wasn't like I was closed off about it, but until you're in a relationship, it's not like, hey, everybody, I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
And then with Tiffany coming off The Bachelor, it was that. And that's the point where I had to really become real and tell people. And it was definitely a hard time in some sense, I guess. But also in another sense, I was overwhelmed with the love. The love that people in my community gave me, and also in Australia as well.
Yeah.
And I think you have to take the good on, you know, take the good on. And that's definitely something that I did. And the people that didn't understand, well, you know what? Whatever.
Like, I saw that. Yeah. It doesn't, you know, not like, your problem.
You know, I still love you and whatever, you know, you'll come around and you don't understand now, but I'm sure you will eventually. So.
Well, that's very optimistic of others. Megan, can I just ask, cause you said that you were sort of, You got a lot of goodwill, you got a lot of positivity and love. Were you surprised that it was an overly positive response? Were you prepared for some biphobia, negativity? What was
it? Or even,
like?
Just because I know that as if you haven't really dated a woman, sometimes, you know, you don't really think to go into queer spaces and to count it as, like, your thing. So was that surprising?
It was. Like, I think both were surprising. Like, weirdly enough, maybe I was fully naive of the... what the response would be, but I thought it would be almost neutral.
Okay. Yeah,
maybe I'm fucking crazy. Sorry.
No, crazy. No, it's right. It's after 9.
It's called biracial sometimes.
I really just thought it would be like, oh, here's two people in love, like, or two people dating, or like I wasn't expecting an overwhelming love or hate for the relationship. I just thought it would be. I don't know. I just thought it would be, I mean, a little bit of both, I guess.
Because it didn't feel different to you, so it makes sense that you wouldn't have thought it as being different.
Exactly. Like, I think that's exactly, you're exactly right. Like, to me, it wasn't any different in what I felt or what she felt. So I just kind of wrongly assumed that people would be the same, but it was definitely a mix of both. And I think... obviously, you know, if we're talking about the media loves to get involved in anything that's different.
Yes.
And I think that was the hardest thing. It wasn't necessarily from the public, and
right.
I think the media really, you know.
They like sensationalized
you. Let the media hurt you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exactly the word, like sensationalizing. And I wrote an article about that at the time, about how the media sensationalized gay relationships. And there's definitely many celebrities, like Cara Delevingne, or like there's so many different people that have been through this. Christian Stewart,
yeah.
Who they're in a relationship with a woman, and all of a sudden it's, is this for publicity? Is this for,
right.
you know,
and especially them trying to get more attention? They had not been hiding their relationships, but because the media was like, oh, you know, really good friends. Look, she's there with her best gal pal. Am I? And then it's like, now she's a lesbian. And because it's like, I am not. I just need to quickly, before we go to a break, we did get a text in from Kiki, which is like, Megan, I was so glad to see bisexuality represented on mainstream TV. Would you ever consider going on another reality TV show, like Love Island or something similar?
Thanks, Kiki.
Oh, look, like to be honest, I think in terms of reality TV, I've been on two shows now.
Yep.
And I'm not.
That's enough, isn't it?
I'm not that keen on doing that. But I'm definitely passionate about LGBTI plus. Raising awareness and doing some stuff with that. But in terms of reality TV, it would really have to be up my alley for me to sign up to something like that, because like I'm.
You've tried it out a few times. You've had
exactly right.
We're in the bisexual community. We have high hopes for you, Megan. So we've got lots of plans. But anyway, if you want to get involved in the conversation tonight, you can SMS us on 0427 JOY 949, or send us an email onair@joy.org.au. Send Megan a message.
This is Triple Bypass. Coming up, You Are My Sister. Anthony the Johnsons will be speaking with Megan after the break. Stay tuned. This is Joy 94.9.
You are my sister, we were born so innocent, so full of need. There were times we were friends, but times I was so cruel. Each night I dance for you to watch me as I sleep. I was so afraid of the night. You seem to move through the places that I feared. You lived inside my world so softly, protected only by the kindness of your nature. You are my sister, and I love you. May you, oh, I love your dreams come true. You felt so differently then, so similar over the years. The way we love, the way we experience pain. So many memories, but there's nothing left to gain from remembering faces and walls no one else will ever know. My sister, and I love you. May you, oh, I love your dreams come true.
dreams come true. All of your dreams, all of your dreams. I want this for you. They're gonna come when they come. Let's see them come when they come. Now they come, now they come. Oh, now here they come.
That's right. You're back on Joy 94.9, and this is Triple Bypass. We're here to put the B in LGBTI. That was You Are My Sister by Anthony and the Johnsons. If you want to get in touch, you can message us on 0427-JOY-949 or email us onair@joy.org.au. My name is Rivi.
And I'm Anthony.
And we are joined via phone with Megan Marks from Most...
Hello!
Hello, welcome back! who also recommended Anthony and the Johnsons. So I think they've got a different band name going on now, but that was a really beautiful song.
Gorgeous song, gorgeous song.
Beautiful song. I'll sing it along. I love it.
Oh, great.
So when did you start listening to them?
Honestly, years ago. I remember his song, I Am a Boy.
Yeah.
And I used to listen to that over and over again. Like, I just thought it was the most beautiful song. And, like, I would listen to the lyrics, and it didn't come until I researched him, that I realized who she was. And I just think it's the most amazing story, and beautiful, beautiful, such a beautiful story.
They kind of
love it,
and I'm really hopeless when it comes to sort of music. I do work for a radio station, but they kind of remind me of Sylvester. Remember Sylvester in the '70s? Have they had this? Sort
no,
of...
I don't. I wasn't alive.
I don't know how old you are, Megan. I'm sorry, you're 27, I think. But I think that's.
Well, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, no, check out Sylvester. Oh, come on, Do You Want a Funk? Okay. That's a very well known song. And their music was very well known around the gay liberation time, but also because they were sort of very non-binary, gender bending / trance, and their music reminded me very much of the band, the musician we just heard.
Well, in that case, I suppose we can go back to the '70s for you,
please.
I mean, we were talking a bit about your experience being on The Bachelor and it's the worries you're having around interacting with the other women, and then how it was to be. Having grown up in a religious family, what it was like to suddenly be out internationally. Now, moving to your more recent kind of soiree back onto The Bachelor. So one of the things that came out from this was that, so in Bachelor in Paradise, they kind of really made a big point of the fact that you could end up with anybody, that, because you... And was that something that they approached you, making it clear that was going to be happening from the get-go? Was it like, we want you to be the bi Bachelor, let's do it?
Yeah, exactly. I think that was the thing, I think, that in the end confused me a little bit, because at the beginning they were like, oh, look, like, we know you're bisexual, like, we want you on the show, which I loved. Like, they were so open and so, like, accommodating for me to be there. And they said there'll be women on the show that are bisexual too, and so, whoever you're into, just go for it, and, like, enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
And I obviously inside I was thinking, who's been on the show that is a woman who likes women, like, I don't know. But I kind of trusted them, I guess. And so going on the show, I was open to dating both men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And it was definitely a different experience once I got on there.
Well, you definitely brought something new to that show for the first time, I think. And I apologise, Megan, I don't watch The Bachelor, but I have seen little clips here and there. I love the fact that you did bring something different. And I think it was quite brave as well, because reality TV for me is a space that we all so heavily scrutinise the people that are on there. Like, in such harsh ways, I think that can happen with reality TV.
Even when we know that it's kind of being manufactured and presented to us in a particular way, like they're choosing particular shots, they're setting it up in particular ways, which we're going to get into, because I know that you've got a bit of a, you know, something happened to you in that very sense. But we did get another text in, which is from Renee saying, "Hi, my buys, especially Megan. Thanks for playing that stunning song. Keep spreading all that bisexual plus love." That's how it's spelled. "Megan, if you haven't found love, holla, I'm bi single." Ha ha ha.
Oh, that's from Renee. Thank you, Renee.
But I think you're in the Gold Coast with your boyfriend. So I think
I am.
Unfortunately, Renee. Your search continues.
Sorry.
We don't want to leave you all by yourself, but we'll get to it soon. So one of the things that happened on The Bachelor, which got a big Bachelor in Paradise, which got a pretty big reaction from fans, was that there was this kind of attempt to build this idea that you'd been hooking up with a woman, and they were using particular shots of you kissing someone with long hair, and you couldn't see a face, and it was all leading up to there, and it was actually, you know, you were kissing a male contestant. And so there was this idea of, like, the viewers thinking they were going to see a same-sex storyline, but then nothing actually coming from that, which is, you know, the term queer baiting comes from, which is coined by Supernatural, those queer baiting. Anyway.
Really? I didn't know that. But there you go. Okay, yeah.
And so, you talked about that. So you obviously hadn't been aware that was what was happening. Did you see, like, the...
No.
Well, and so what was your... How did you respond when you did see that?
So for me, like, I had no idea like, I knew my experience, you know. I knew that I'd gone on the show and there were no women that were interested in women. There was one, and that was Leah, who she would openly say that, but I was not interested in her, just because you're both women that like women. Doesn't mean
you're going to, yep, up,
of course.
Right?
Yep.
Sorry, apart from that, there were no women. So for me, I was like, well, I'm not going to hit on someone that isn't even interested in my sex, right?
Yep.
So it was meant for me, and then when after filming the previews came out, and it made it look like I was hooking up with a girl, and it was, of course, a guy with long hair, shock horror. And so for me, it was a little bit upsetting, I guess, because I felt like they had used my sexuality to get people to watch the show, to get people that were bisexual, gay, LGBTI plus, you know, to watch the show. And it was very hard because you're obviously under a contract as well. You can't say anything until the show airs.
Yep.
Right.
It was very difficult. So
I can imagine.
And it was even worse when it came out and it was revealed that it was a guy.
Yeah.
Because obviously you're having a lot of people that kind of look up to you and are so proud that you're on the show saying, what the hell?
Right.
What is going on?
Well, this kind of way of being used as a prop to reel in sort of hetero viewers to give this shock value that, like, something same-sex will happen.
And also, you know, I think that you mentioned, you know, it was being used perhaps to bring in queer viewers, but also, and this is something I noticed in a lot of the early interviews you had with your ex-girlfriend, was that there was a lot of focusing on two women having sex. Like, this kind of big focus on two beautiful women getting it on, in brackets, for me. Like, that's always, I feel like, the way guys can, like, whenever they ask questions, that's that kind of thing of, and you wrote an article, like, don't ask about threesomes, don't ask if I'm a lesbian, don't ask if you can bang my girlfriend.
Exactly, and I wrote a whole article about that because that's what was happening. I almost didn't actually want to be out in public with her because I was just getting, and, like, to be honest, mainly from men coming up and saying things that were really inappropriate. And it was... Like, honestly, it put a lot of pressure on our relationship as well because you're just constantly upset.
Yeah, of course.
Every time you go out in public. And that's the thing, like, oh, look, I want to, you know.
Yeah, it's got feelings about it.
I'm trying not to swear.
No,
yeah,
I am.
Do things to your girlfriend and, or, like, have a threesome with you guys. And no, we're in a relationship. We don't want to do that.
It's not for you. Yeah, it's not for you.
No. And no one would dare say that to my boyfriend now, would they? Some guy wouldn't come up and be like, oh, yeah.
Right. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I think there might be some bi guys who'd be like, so.
Yeah.
How do we feel consensually? You know.
Well, I mean,
exactly.
You make good points, and it is on your website. There are five points that you came up with for men not to ask same-sex women or women in general. Yeah. And that's shocking. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised that these things are actually said, but they are some pretty harmful things.
The threesome one is one that, like, you know, a lot of bi women and bi femme-presenting people, like, it's a pretty common experience. It's like one of the first things that starts to prop up is because, and I suppose we've all got our own theories about this. There hasn't been a whole lot of research done into it yet. But, you know, as far as the way that bi plus women are shown in pornography, but also the way that women's sexuality is seen by men.
Right.
All these kind of odd things that kind of come together in, like, this is like, but if you're having sex with a woman and it's not with a man and you're actually enjoying it, does that mean that women actually really do enjoy sex?
I know. Yeah. That's exactly the thing. Like, they feel like two women being together, like, there has to be a man to come in, like, you know, rough it up and, like, make it real.
Because like, how else could they enjoy it?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's very misconstrued idea of sexuality. Like, and, you know, I guess for really, I don't know, maybe it's a societal, cultural construct, I guess, that makes it really hard for men to, some men to understand. But I definitely think that over time things have changed. Like,
absolutely.
Even in the couple of years for me, from being with Tiffany to being with Jake at the moment, like, I still feel that attitudes have changed in that short period of time. So, who knows?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
We're taking things quicker than we think.
Well, people used to think women, like, had no sex drive at all, which is why women could actually go and live together. And that it would, men would never assume they were having sex, because why would women have sex if there wasn't a guy there? So I think it's just like a slow watering down of this notion. But look, next we're going to have to jump to another break, and we're playing Screwed by Janelle Monáe, which is awesome. Ironically. But again, thank you so much for coming
thank
on
you
the
so much
show.
Having me.
Thanks, Megan.
And again, so you can check out, you've got a blog on your website as well, and you're on Instagram.
Yes, I do.
And you can find all those things. So it's Megan _, what's your middle? Is it Lee?
Lito
_ Marks. Yeah. And so on Instagram. And there's a picture of you and your dog there, and it's adorable, and everyone should go visit it. And, and a really great blog on slut shaming, which I also highly recommend. People can go and check out.
Awesome.
Yes, check out Megan's website. And Megan, can we get you back on the show in a few months' time to check in with you to see what you're up to?
Definitely. I would love to. And hopefully I'll be in Melbourne then, and we can actually talk in person and meet in person.
Yes, that would be very exciting. All right, Megan, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be
thank you so much.
We'll be right back off this break. That was Megan Marks from The Bachelor. This is Triple Bypass. You're on Joy.
TV screen. I live my life on birth control. I lost my mind on rock and roll. I hear the sirens calling. The bombs are falling. In the streets we all through. And it's my birthday, baby. Thought I'd go sex crazy, but I feel so.
screwing.
Let's get screwed. I don't care. You fuck the world up now. We'll fuck it all back down. Let's get screwed. I don't care. We'll put water in your guns. We'll do it all for fun. Let's get screwed. I hear the sirens calling. Bombs are falling.
Men telling me cover up my areolas while they blocking equal pay, sipping on their Coca-Colas. Fake news, fake boobs, fake food, what's real? Still in the matrix, eating on the blue pills. The devil met with Russia and they just made a deal. We was marching through the street, they were blocking every pill. I'm tired of whole tips trying to tell me how to feel. For real.
That was Screwed by Janelle Monáe, the very wonderful pan bisexual singer. And we have just been, this is Triple Bypass, the show for the bisexuals, the pansexuals, the polysexuals, everyone who loves more than one gender, and everyone who wants to learn more about those who love more than one gender. And anyone who's just tuned in by some crazy random happenstance and is enjoying the show.
Yeah, even if you're just cruising home from work and you're just happy to have us on.
We love you too. My name's Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
This is Triple Bypass, and we were previously chatting with Megan Marks from most famous for The Bachelor and The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise, as being a very openly bi contender. And it was a really lovely to have
Wasn't
her on
the
show.
Just amazing?
She was really great. And she, you know, all of what she was talking about, I think, is just so relatable. You know, when she came out after her season of The Bachelor like, with a girlfriend, that was her first time having a girlfriend, even though she'd known she was bi before. And there was her, like, you know, not expecting the community, the queer community to be so excited to have her, and then kind of having that sense of all of what she was talking about just really resonated with me. And I was just, it was really nice to be able to have those conversations and just be like, oh, I get you. I see, I feel it. I know what it's like. I've got something similar with someone who's been on TV.
Right. And maybe Megan underestimated how important her being so public about her sexuality was to the rest of us, to the rest of the community,
well,
the bi community.
Well, she mentioned it didn't really feel any different to her, no. So she didn't thought it was going to be a big deal, which I suppose is how it is a lot of the time.
Right.
You don't really think it's like a big thing. You know, no one really celebrates people who are bi or haven't. They're starting to.
Right.
But, you know, it's not like, you know, people see, like, she would have grown up seeing people who are bisexual coming out there like Ellen and, you know,
right,
and making this big thing. So it makes sense that she's like, it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah. But we make bisexual a big deal here on this show.
Oh, we do. We definitely do. And she made it a big deal on The Bachelor in Paradise too, which is very exciting. Now, actually, I did a bit of little research as we are wrapping up for the night. Do stay tuned, though, because Jason with Local Roots is coming up next, bringing you some awesome Aussie local music. But coming up, we've got the Women's LGBTIQ Conference is next week on Thursday and Friday, and the ticket's still available for that if you want to hear some more. But what I was really looking at was the history of bisexual dating shows. Mm. There have been three. Well, there have been two and one in production. So in 2007, there was a shot of Love with Tila Tequila. And so she was, I think, one. She appeared and become famous from appearing in some other dating show because they were a big thing for a while. And so, you know, she was a bisexual woman. So all the, like, it was like almost like The Bachelor, but with half women and half men competing for her. So that was like, you know, okay. That was like the first time they actually had like a public television, bisexual thing.
That wasn't a bad go for the first one.
Yeah, it was trashy, but that's reality TV. And then recently there's What's Your Flavour with an A, which is an Australian web series which came out this year, which is apparently like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, but with bis.
Lovely.
Just really
We're
lovely.
We're getting closer now.
Yes, and we also recently got an email because they're making one in the UK. I think it's, and it's something Ireland, of course, which, but the thing is, when I, you know, some people on one of the bi Facebook groups I'm on were asking about it. I'm like, well, here's the details if you want to, because they were looking for people to apply to be on it. And we got the email saying, you know, Triple Bypass, do you guys want to come on this bi reality TV show? And I was like, never on your life. Right. But then I found out that it's only for people in the UK, which makes me wonder why they sent it to like an Australian bi show, literally as far away from the UK as you can get, aside from Antarctica.
Well, maybe because the London Pride didn't create a space for the bisexual people to march down, perhaps. They probably all said no to them.
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't be surprised. Though that's been a bit of a change around recently. Like, Bi Pride UK has been pushing pretty hard, and they're actually doing a bi theme Pride.
Oh, lovely.
Exciting, like Tel Aviv did, which is also very cool. But, yeah, it's interesting, though, because I always do wonder with bi dating shows, one of the things that I have noticed in bi spaces is that you kind of like, everyone's just really friendly, and then kind of, you know, it takes a bit of time for people to like be like, oh, everyone's really attractive. I'm going to talk to everyone first to find out who I'm going to click with and what level. And so it's not really that kind of typical dating show where you have, here are all the women and here's the guy, and so every interaction they have will be flirting.
Right, right.
Because it's, you know, you're not sure who you're there, like, you know, who you meet, who you're going to click with romantically or platonically or sexually.
Oh, real life. Right, like real life. Yeah.
Like real life, but also not like real life, because that shit happens in real life too.
Right.
People still argue if men and women can be friends, Anthony. Like, we would have no friends. Do you get this? They think we'd have no friends.
Right.
There is no friends. There is only prey. Obviously, we're predator bisexuals. It's because I saw a joke saying bisexuals are actually like velociraptors in jackets.
Well, I guess one good, lovely quote I heard recently was that bisexual people, vibrate to the same frequency? Isn't that lovely?
That's really lovely.
We all get each other, don't we?
We do.
If you want to keep getting by, you can tune in next week. We've got another great show coming up next week. I am back on the show next week, yes.
Yay.
And I've got the actors from Baby Bye Bye Bye, the Cabaret, which was playing at Chapel of Chapel for the last couple of weekends. A brilliant bi-themed show. We're going to talk about bi and the arts, so tune in next week.
That's so exciting. And I suppose, of course, if you have tuned to the show or you want to find out more, you can always find our podcast at joy.org.au/triplebypass. Also on iTunes. Don't forget to give us some stars and a review.
Like us.
Always please like us, please. Also, you can find us on Facebook at Triple Bypass Joy on Joy, and on Twitter and on Instagram at Triple Bypass Joy. I do post a lot of stuff up on the Facebook around articles to do with new stuff that's coming out, new discussions that are being had, and new celebrities that have come out, because our ranks are growing and it's exciting.
Yes, and if you know an amazing bisexual, pansexual, multigender attracted person out there who's doing some amazing work, even if it's just within your own family, and you think we should get them on the air, get in touch with us.
You can email us at triplebypass@joy.org.au and we'll have a chat. Now, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back again next week with Anthony and the Triple Bypass and Bye 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 Cabaret. Stay tuned for Local Roots. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Joy 94.9. Have a beautiful night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.